Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam, tensions are continuing over the future of Taiwan, notwithstanding Nancy Pelosi's departure. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Very well, although, yes, obviously a little anxious looking at events around Taiwan. It's, I think, 3 hours ago that China began mobilizing its Navy and Air Force around Taiwan in, quote, military drills, so they're not actually invading, but they have also blocked some trade routes in the process, and effectively their forces are surrounding Taiwan in the exercising of this. They've also warned other forces, other navies and air forces, to stay away while they conduct 4 days of military exercises. As you say, this after Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan. She says she's supporting an independent democracy, although actually America does not officially recognize Taiwan as independent.
Correct.
Her trip was not supported by Joe Biden. And China, of course, rates Taiwan as its own. In fact, I was looking at the list yesterday of those countries that do recognize Taiwan, and hardly any countries. I think Colombia is the biggest country that recognizes them. I mean, nobody else does. And yet we're fiercely wading in there, talking about their democracy and their right to self-determination, but we're not doing it through the United Nations.
No. It was an odd move by Nancy. As you rightly say, not an official American policy, not sent by Biden either, acting independently as head of the House. But to what end? Normally you'll find it's an opposition
in
an opposition party that's standing for that, and they've got all three houses. It's weird.
The other thing is that often politicians go to, say, contentious parts of the world, and they slip in relatively quietly. They might produce a press conference statement, and then they slip out again, and there's no great big pre-fanfare. Nancy Pelosi, I have a lot of respect for the lady, but she pretty much made sure the whole world knew she was going. Again, to what end? What saber are you rattling, Ms. Pelosi?
And of course, from China's perspective, they were just, I feel, for a while now, have been looking for an opportunity to flex, particularly since Hong Kong.
Yeah, exactly.
So
absolutely right.
She should have known that. Okay, one huge sinkhole in Chile. What?
Yeah, these things appear, don't they? And often underground workings or something going on, not always explained, and in this case, not yet explained. Geologists and mining experts are, well, baffled. They are looking at this enormous sinkhole that has appeared in Chile. It's pretty much the middle of nowhere, so we're talking 600 kilometers north of Santiago, and you look at a map and go, ooh, where's that? Well, it's near a mining district. Indeed, a Canadian mining firm is operating nearby. That doesn't quite explain it, though, because it's not thought that they've been mining anywhere near the actual sinkhole, which is 25 meters across, it's a good distance, and about 200 meters deep, and it's getting both wider and deeper every day. And when you look at this sinkhole, it is a perfect circle. I mean, it looks like somebody's taken a giant hole puncher and taken a big slab out of the countryside of Chile. Mining, of course, could be the big clue, ultimately. The closest town is a kilometer away, so you feel that they're probably safe, probably. But do you know what? They simply don't know at this stage. In other words, Rafilwe, there's a very big hole and experts are looking into it.
Sounds like a pothole in South Africa, but I'm just thinking of the Chilean miners. People must be careful out there. Okay, Batgirl has been dropped. Okay, what we have to we're going to need to cover this on Binge Club. What in the world is Warner Brothers doing?
That is a good question. They have just had a merger. This might be the clue. They've just had a merger with Discovery. With Discovery Channel. So Warner Brothers and Discovery. And as a casualty of their merger, potentially, you know, there's a new CEO. They begin to relook at things. And they've decided, I guess, that there's no mileage in Batgirl, not even in streaming it. So it's not even like it's a straight-to-video film. It certainly is not about to hit cinemas. It's been binned. I mean, and more accurately, it's been shelved. It could yet appear. But this is a film that they've spent $70 million on. $70 million.
It's complete.
And it is complete. I think they'd even done all the CGI stuff, or had they yet to completely finish that off? Anyway, when they were test screening it, they haven't got the CGI stuff in it. And when you test screen a very CGI-heavy film in front of an audience, the audience can't see the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park or the flying through space or Batman doing whatever. But it's got a great cast as well. Leslie Grace as Batgirl, Michael Keaton as Batman. Remember him?
He did that before.
Fraser's the bad guy. They've also, by the way, binned Scoob, Holiday Haunt, which I think we're probably going to shed fewer tears over somehow. I can't imagine where anyone was waiting for Scoob, Holiday Haunt, another Scooby-Doo thing. But Batgirl, I suppose, here's the argument, because my son always points this out, that these days, big production houses produce films at huge cost. I mean, $70 million, $100 million, $200 million. But the advertising and marketing budget is two or three times that.
Right.
So by scrapping $70 million, they might have saved, say, $140 million on what they might have had to spend by touting it around the world.
Perhaps, but it was done. There was a sunk cost here. Like, as you say, released a video. It's also, it falls right in the wheelhouse of superhero movies. And honestly, bad reviews have never been a reason that DC Comics have not released movies.
No, would anyone have ever made a Fast and Furious if they were looking at bad reviews?
Seriously, like it's not like that's the top of their list. Okay, well, it's the one thing that we're afraid of here in South Africa is that obviously the HBO Max, there's a slew of movies that have disappeared from HBO Max, and for us, sort of through Showmax, our South African streamer, that was kind of the way we would get access to HBO Max, and I'm wondering whether that content is still going to come through. But we'll cover that on Binge.
Some of the best TV stuff.
Alrighty, Adam, light story to end off on. What's your favorite? Are you a Marvel person?
I'm not a Marvel person. No. I've seen two or three of them, and I quite like Captain America, but overall, I'm not really a Marvel person because I just keep feeling they're going round and round. You know, another hero has to save the Earth from some unspeakable villain. You know, there's an age at which you think, nah, I'm okay now. I went to the Return of the Railway Children. That's more up my street.
All right. I'm feeling that. Thanks a lot, Adam. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Cheerio. Adam Gilchrist there with your Worldview.